Okay, so the people during 911, I saw on TV people come out to the ledge. The fire was burning the upper floors, and they leaped. And it was a touching scene. Some guy and girl held hands and leaped. They probably didn't know each other. What were these people thinking as they fell, or did they get removed immediately? Did they go unconscious? What happens in the experience of falling all those floors?
Their whole, they relive their whole life. The entire span of their entire life, their existence, the wholeness that is relived instantly.
And that distracts them from the fall. They're watching a movie.
Right, basically, yeah.
Yeah, and do they feel the concrete when they hit the bottom?
Flat. Last thing that goes through their mind is their ass.
The last thing to go through their mind is their ass. Yeah, but do they feel the hitting?
Hell yeah, they feel it.
But it's so instant, it's not matter because you're dead instantly, so you're after the pain of it.
And if they lay there and hurt, still dead, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't matter. You're not going to recover. So it's...
Well, you just said if they lay there dead,
mm-hmm. they
they're not
going
to recover. Are they
still
floating over their body?
I am. No, they're not.
They
floating.
Splat.
They're not floating. Yeah, they're still there for the moment. When that occurs like that, they don't just immediately go over the light. Go to the light, Carol Ann. Go to the light. None of that bullshit. They're laying right there in their sick, right there for a while.
Like how long is a while?
Depends. It's different. People was different. Some of the 100
years. And then they realize something's happened, and they start floating over the body.
Correct. Do you remember the movie Beetlejuice? Like
yes.
That. They were dead and then trapped in their house and didn't even know, and trapped in the house of that Laura Ashley crap. It was terrible. It'd be hell is what that would be, but they didn't know it. You see, they had to figure it out. That's the point.
In the movie, and are you saying people who splatted will have to figure it out?
They sure do.
They did.
Because you're still eternal. Because you're still eternal. You're still eternal.
Right. You got to say, what? I should be unconscious.
Right.
So they float. Okay. So they float over. Is it a traumatic death? If you just dropped dead from a heart attack, you would start floating over. But this was a violent thing. So they're confused for a bit. That's the difference?
Correct.
I see.
Correct.
Okay. I have here walk-ins true. What goes on in the walk-in phenomenon, if there's such a phenomenon?
A walk-in is parallel to a watcher, but not exactly the same. A walk-in, a step-in, sometimes for what they call placeholders. Because there's a few exceptions, especially when you start talking about, oh, no, we're not going to stir up this, Carol, and we promise we're not going to stir this up. But it is. There are some abortions in other dimensions shifted where they weren't aborted. So you have versions of places with people that were abortions here that weren't abortions there. So you can have those walk-ins. And that's why sometimes people get all weirded out. They never are the same because they aborted their baby and they have this lost connection. Because in the other dimension, there is the connection. So it's a constant reminder of that schism, if that's what you want to call it. So
is that a good reason not to have an abortion?
There's never a good reason to have an abortion, but it still should be a family choice.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. It should be a family decision. If it has to be done, a family should together make that decision. Then there's covering. And if there's covering, then there's no problem. See, it's no issue. If it's clear, everybody knows.